When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now Deuteronomy 1st chapter 8th verse says, "Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them." If you go to Jeremiah, the first chapter, you will notice the commission which God gave him. We'll read the 10th verse first and then the 18th. "See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build, and to plant." Of course, you have to destroy a number of things, including the plagues and infections that are prevalent there. You have to destroy them, otherwise you'll get killed. The medical work of missionaries was a necessity. They did not have everything laid out for them, but where they went, they had to start hospitals where medical attention would be given to their own children. "I have appointed you to throw down, to destroy, to pull down, to root out." Now the 18th verse. "For behold, I have made you this day a defense city and an iron pillar, brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land." My dear friends, here the Bible says, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. Yes, this is a warfare, and you're going to confront all these forces. Go in, but go in and possess the land. See, we don't have that kind of faith. We didn't go into the Middle East. I feel so sad. I wanted to gain a great vision for the Middle East, just motoring through those perilous parts. I never could achieve it for lack of time. But there are other perilous parts where the work of God has to be done, and we are initiating that work. And of course, I always like to spearhead, go and preach the word, face the consequences, and then put some godly young men there, young men of sacrifice. That's the only way by which you can build God's work. You know, what is the modern temptation? Go to nice places, go to comfortable places, easy places, where there is no semblance of danger of any sort. Now, that's called good Christian work. My dear friends, by that, what have we engineered? We have engineered this great achievement, a really great achievement. And what is this achievement? A place more dangerous than the wilderness. Why? This same attitude of seek easy places, seek comfort, seek money, think of your own well-being, as though God has no concern about your well-being, and you are to be the architect of your own safety. What have we achieved? We have achieved inner cities where crime reigns, where the police are afraid to enter. Yes, the police say, we don't like to go in there. Why? Preachers didn't go in there and get souls converted. They didn't go with the message of the gospel, the good news that changes the heart. We have achieved something which is staggering. The whole world thinks we are simply another religion, like Buddhism, Islam, Hinduism, name it. We are just a bunch of religionists. Now, what is missing in that concept? Redemption is missing. The cross is missing. Jesus is the only hope for the transformation of your heart. Jesus is the only hope for your salvation. You see, instead of Christianity being the only hope by which this spate of crime can be tackled, you know, people say, oh, let's put more policemen, foot patrols, let's put more police officers on the streets. Though let's just enlarge the prisons, or let the judges give light sentences by which people will leave the prisons so that others may get in there and find room. Nobody seems to think, oh, let Christ be proclaimed, for this is a redeemable situation. For this cause, Jesus came into this world. The savage tribes who were roaming around as pagans, coming under the sound of the gospel, became a different people. A whole bunch of tribes, pagan tribes. Now, my dear friends, where has this redemptive power of Jesus gone? We have made people think that this is all a religious myth, or this is something which a preacher proclaims on Sunday morning to gather a few pennies in his pocket. How sad. If you turn to Deuteronomy and the 11th chapter and the 8th verse. Therefore shall you keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land whither you go to possess it. You're going into this land to possess it. Obey my commandments that you may be strong. We have not obeyed the commandments. That's why we have become weaklings. You know, obedience gives us a feeling of real confidence in the presence of God. You are confident in your prayer. Your faith is not easily shaken. So God says, these commandments, if you obey them, which I command you this day, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land whither you go to possess it. Then again, if you turn to the 9th chapter of Deuteronomy, the 6th verse, understand therefore that the Lord your God giveth you not this good land to possess it, for thou art a stiff-necked people, not for your righteousness. Remember and forget not how you provokest the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness. There again, in the 10th verse, the Lord delivered unto me two tables of stone written with the finger of God, and in them was written according to all the words which the Lord spake unto you in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the two tables of stone. And what did the Lord say? Arise, get you down quickly, for your people whom thou hast brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They are quickly turned aside. Out of the way which I commanded them, they have made them a molten image. They are a stiff-necked people. Now God knew all this, and yet God said, go in and possess the land. I think that is most amazing. Of course, there was the provocation under which God wanted to destroy them. And for another 40 days, the second time, we see Moses pleading without food or water for these people. Possess the land. That was the mandate. It is mandatory. Go and possess the land. We have not done so. How sad. Go in and possess the land. Well, maybe the angels in heaven report to the throne, Lord, nobody seems to hear. Nobody seems to care. They are satisfied with their little pies, steak and kidney pies. That's all they are interested in. They are so enamored of money and comfort, that's all they care. They don't care for your mandate. Oh, my dear people, it grieves me. Let us pray. Yes, precious Lord, how faulty and fearful we can get when God has given us the command, go in and possess the land. How strange that we feel like Lilliputian. Let our hearts and our souls respond and be willing instruments in your almighty hands. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.